Welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, and we're back. Find out what evil lurks within the Fair Maiden's chambers.
We know she's a maiden, or...
Well, you're assuming. She's about 25.
So I'm assuming she's not a maiden by now.
You never know.
She is. It's kind of sad. She's 25, she's a spinster, by the way.
Okay. You were about to search through her room and see if there was anything odd, false bottoms to anything. So you start with, like, her nightstand. There really isn't anything here. It's just kind of a normal nightstand. Mm-hmm. Then there's the vanity, which is, you know, there's some makeup type things in here. Nothing seems excessive. Like, it's just enough to be tasteful without being too much. Mm-hmm. And then you open up the wardrobe. And one side is full of dresses and normal looking things. And the other side, when you open it, looks like Hot Topic threw up in it.
Okay.
Like there's black and all these other weird things. Like you see vials and bottles and like you see something glowing in the back. And you're just like, what the fuck is this?
I knew it.
You also see like hanging in that side, it almost looks like an explorer's outfit hanging there. She's not just this mild-mannered girl who's taking on this house. Mm-hmm. She seems to be possibly more.
Mm-hmm. Before I go searching through the side of the cabinet, can I look for traps?
Sure.
I would like to search through this part of the cabinet, especially that glowing thing in the back. What is that?
You find it's a little like ball up this big. You're not really sure what the hell it is.
Mm.
It's kind of got a liquid.
Mm. Does it look valuable?
I mean, it's glowing liquid.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
if somebody would buy that. Who that somebody is, we may never know, but...
I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to make money.
Okay.
I am going to take that, and then I'd also like to search the pockets of the explorer's outfit to see if I find anything.
No, like, it doesn't seem to be heavily used.
Okay.
Like, you see, like, in one of the pockets, there's, like, half a stick of chalk.
Okay.
You know, like, the normal things that you would expect to kind of, like, somebody just forgot it in their pockets as they were putting it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a backpack sitting on the bottom, but that's got, like, you know, like, your normal things in it.
Okay. I'm gonna close the wardrobe and escape right there.
Okay. With your glowing.
With my glowing orb in my pocket.
Okay, go ahead and write that down on your stuff, because we'll find out what that is later.
Glowing orb. That was his pocket glowing. Can we see?
That's a good point. Is my pocket glowing?
I'm going to assume that you have multiple layers.
Okay, good.
I mean, because do you have an explorer's outfit?
I do have an explorer's outfit.
So you have multiple layers.
Okay.
And inner pockets on your coat. And
okay.
You have nasty little hobbits' pockets.
I put it next to the ring on my pocket.
Okay. Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
So you found something. You're not sure what the hell that was. Yeah, even like some of, like you're thinking back on it now, like some of the vials have like, it looked like the fingertip of a bone, like a bone fingertip.
Mm.
Not just like things like that, but there were other bits and pieces. Like, you have no knowledge of things.
No.
I love it.
Fake it till I make it.
Okay, you won't make, you can't fake this one. So you have no idea what the hell this is.
You know she's a creepy lady.
Yeah.
That puts up a very
definitely don't trust her now.
You should drink the liquid and see what happens.
No.
That's
what I would do. Just because I have
acknowledged it. Let's go find a peasant and then drink it.
Obviously.
Obviously.
I don't like this guy.
That's what peasants are for.
Not what peasants are for.
So you have found out something that you're not sure how you want to approach, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could come straight up and be like, yo, crazy, what is with all that crap?
Again, just because I don't have any knowledge of it doesn't mean I'm stupid.
Right. I'm just saying, yeah, it could be one way of doing it. Probably not the wisest choice.
Yeah, no.
Maybe she's going to bash party later.
At some point, I'm going to tell the rest of the group. I just don't want to tell them in front of her.
Okay.
Let's walk behind her then.
Not literally in front of her. I mean, but she's not around.
So there, you see these two are sitting in the study with her, and they're just having like it's like small talk. And she's sitting really close to her, just kind of like leering at her book. Not at her, at her book. So, and you know, he's just sitting there, just mumbling about the peasants and the weather. He said something about farming, but you can tell he has no idea what he's talking about.
Is there some sort of a clock in the room or anything?
No. Clocks are pretty rare.
Just walk in and say, oh my, look at my wrist.
Look at my wrist, it's time to go.
It is dark o'clock. Let's go.
Get dirty. I do walk in and I say, not to interrupt the conversation, gentlemen, but we were told to meet, what's your first name? Hesop. We were told to meet Hesop in the town. We should probably get going if we're going to be able to try. The rest of the world.
Yeah.
We should probably get going if we're going to make that appointment.
Very well, man.
That's okay, cool, because after Hesop leaves the forge, he was planning on going across the way to the inn.
To the inn?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you say it was something like the Outward Inn or something like that?
Yeah, the Outward Inn, I remember the name.
The Outward Inn, yes.
I would never forget a pun.
Yeah. It's later in the morning. You walk in, and there's like the main table in the center. There's a couple of like little tables, and then there's like it's kind of a bar, but not like a big, not like a huge bar. Also, there's like a small stage.
Okay.
Like in one of the corners. And there's a female, human, brown hair. Looks very Slavian. I mean, just everything seems very normal, like you would expect. And she's just kind of standing behind the bar and she kind of looks up. She's like, hello.
You're Slavian. I didn't know that was a thing.
Sure, why not?
Okay, so, greetings. How are you doing today?
Okay. Yes, is it not really anybody
too,
in here?
I know it's not normal meal time, but is it too early to get some food or too late to get some food?
We're in the middle of getting stuff together, but I might be able to scrounge something up.
Oh, okay. If that's the case, can I just rest a little bit?
I'm super packed right now, as you can tell.
Yes.
So,
it's a lovely place you're at.
Thank you. Just, you can sit down wherever I'll be.
Okay. Are you the owner?
Yes. Yes. You can call me Sari.
Sari? Hi, Sari. I am Brother Hesop of the Redwolf Tribe.
That's a lot to say.
You may just call me Brother Hesop or Hesop.
Okay, that works. I don't like long titles. So, okay, yeah. I'll be right back.
No problem.
And she walked up in behind the bar to one of the doors.
I may be meeting some people.
How many?
Four more.
Okay. She comes back out a couple minutes later. with big chunk of cheese, there's fruit, some bread, just something simple to cover the time. And she brings out, sit down, and sets a pitcher of water. Because that's pretty much what there is at this point.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there like a fireplace or something like that?
Yeah.
Could I borrow one of those smaller sticks from the fireplace, one of the starting sticks?
Yeah.
Start whittling.
Okay. She's like, it's like 3 silver.
She collects it.
Walks back and she goes back into the back.
Okay.
Since I had actually made up that meeting, I'm surprised. So I'm gonna go over and sit down at the table with him.
Okay. Yeah. He's just on the long table.
Okay.
There's like 4 glasses, a pitcher of water, you know, a plate with like half a loaf of bread and some cheese and a couple of different types of fruit.
No reason not to join.
Okay, so I need to tell you guys some things.
The halfling.
The halflings love cheese.
We do. We're legendary for a lot of cheese. So. I am going to, I did learn something troubling about our hostess that I wanted to share with you all. I was exploring the house, and I happened to find some fairly dark occult things in her room, specifically her wardrobe.
And what is the troubling thing you found?
Well, and then I take out the glowing orb and put it down on the table. Say that to start with.
Do I recognize it as a magical item?
As a magical item? No.
No. I'm trying to use the spellcraft.
But you can use spellcraft to determine what exactly it is.
I will do that.
Okay.
It is a 13.
13. So, there are witches, there are wizards, there are sorcerers, and then there are these kind of others. They use different things to acquire, let's say, resonance to make certain spells work. And they fall out of the purview of the normal lines, and they are much more about the spiritual connection of those things to fuel magic. Basically, what it is it's a spell component for someone who uses occult magic. Not arcane, not divine, but a different one.
That is a dark spellcrafting component. You are brave to carry it.
Well, we happen to be known for our bravery. I was troubled by this discovery and thought we should all be aware since we are staying in the same house as her for the next 29 days.
I have no trouble with what people do behind their own locked doors. Every penguin has a secret, for sure.
This family has many.
Because I can. Yeah, not that I can't at this level, but the evil is the type of evil.
But you don't know. See?
Okay. Very cool.
It's
a class ability that I eventually get. Base classes. Inquisitor. It's second level, I get detective on.
Would I learn anything more with an arcana check on it, or?
Yeah, you might be able to pull a little bit more.
15.
You do know that occultists are a lot like sorcerers or wizards or whatever. It's not that they're inherently dark. They are just a different type of spellcaster. That's all that they are. There's just ties to a different power source, let's say. So like wizards and stuff use like arcane energy. They just use occult energy. It's similar but just different enough that they don't mix. Like if you know something in one, you don't necessarily know. Like you couldn't use their things to like increase your spell knowledge. Because it's a different type of magic.
The person using this is not necessarily evil, nor is she necessarily less ill. She merely babbles and taps into darker energies to practice her trade.
That in particular, that spell component is for like comprehend languages.
I'm gonna figure out.
Do I know that?
Yeah.
Oh, now I know.
Yeah.
I'll keep that there myself.
I mean, it's not, it's any other, like any other comprehend language spell. It's just what it is. They just use items to kind of power their stuff. It doesn't actually do anything. It's just like, if, so like your spells, some of your spells require spell components. Those are their spell components. Yeah. And they use things that have significance to others and have that power that's built into them. Instead of like getting bat guano and sulfur to make a fireball, they use something else.
If I remember the book right, it's like one item per school or something like that, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's... They also carry many items.
Knowing all of that, would I be able to deduce that she's going to be very upset when she finds them missing?
Probably.
You could probably return that. You would have been warned.
You're an adult. Kind of.
Legally?
Legally. I'm legally an adult. You have to give me that.
So, granted, you're probably older than everybody with a tiefling.
I don't think so, actually. I didn't know what your age was, so I just kind of left it. Let it go, whatever it was.
Because like halfling told me you made your daughter, I think, called 50.
It's a human myth.
In that case, I take you all to put it back in my pocket and I say, well, it alarmed me, and I thought you all should be wary at least. If you don't want to be wary, that's your business, and I pick up a glass and break it on the table. And I said, but I'm going to keep my guard up, and then I stick the shards into an empty golf clutch. And take two silvers out, put them on the table, and take two and put them on the
table. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good structure. Well, so that's everybody seems to be determined to do what they're going to do. Anybody else doing anything interesting the remainder of the day?
No. Well, after lunch, I was going to probably go over dry goods store.
Okay. You finally get to a point where you're somewhat human.
Somewhat conscious?
Yeah.
Is Kendra still home?
Yeah. Yeah, she's downstairs.
She's downstairs. I'm going to get over.
Okay. Like, hey, how's it going?
Oh well. Finally, been trying to wake up all day.
Noticed. Drinking?
Yeah. Oh, my usual. You want one?
No, I'm good.
I need some hair of the dog.
I try not to start drinking before sundown.
So, other than Harrowstone, like how many different places did your dad like go search, investigate? Mm-hmm.
Lots of them.
Was this like the first time he had no trouble around town, like the locals coming after him?
He hadn't had that happen until literally at the funeral.
At the funeral?
Yeah. Before this, nobody has ever had a problem.
Yeah, I'm still trying to establish like why somebody would just crush his skull or whatever.
Yeah, they said it was an accident. I mean, there was a block. Mm-hmm. That area it's an old burned out prison.
Yeah.
The stonework has started to collapse. from all of the heat from the fire and everything. So,
how long ago did it burn down? It must have burned down ages ago, didn't it?
It was.
It must have been a very long time. It stood for a very long time before it burned down.
Probably.
Is there a place that would have, like, records of what went on before the fire and everything? Or would that have all been destroyed during the fire?
No, there's some. There's stuff about here. So. And there are kind of homemade information about it.
Like almost 100 years ago. Was everybody still, was there anybody around here alive that was alive during that time that would know any information on it? Or town hall might have anything. Would there be?
Town hall might have something. Maybe the Temple of Phelasma might have something on it.
Did you go on any adventures with it?
Who?
You. With your father?
No.
No? Not at all? No. Are you adventuring times?
He didn't want me to do those sorts of things.
So you're more of an intellectual type of scholar.
Sure.
Staying at home studying.
Sure.
Okay. I guess I'll make my way to the town hall.
Okay. So you head to town hall?
Yeah.
I think you read it earlier. I just didn't know.
It
didn't call.
So you head to town hall. You can also go to the memorial if you would like to know more about that. Oh, okay. That would tell you the exact date, too.
Why would the memorial want to pay the great deal?
It doesn't tell
you
anything.
That'll make it too easy. I'm going to go ask other people.
In town hall.
Is there anyone that was alive back then trying to figure out what date it happened?
Yes. That's all I need to know from the date.
If you used to look at the statue of the memorial.
I wasn't there, so are we all still at the end?
Yeah, it's still like, this is why he's getting kind of close to the same time frame as you guys. So.
At this point, I could probably disclose to them what I've learned about the Asperian Way and its connection to.
Yes, you could.
Yes.
So you head off to Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly are you trying to learn at Town Hall?
Pretty much what was going on at Harrowstone around the time of the fire. If there had been like any type of reports of anything happening, or like someone high profile brought in.
So you'd like to know the
interesting bits.
The jailing records of the prison.
Yeah.
You would need to talk to the sheriff.
Sheriff, okay. Well, then I'll go to Town Hall and we'll lose it.
Okay. He is a peach of a man. Okay, as you get ready to go over, I'm going to finish up with them, and then hopefully you're walking out and they're walking out. Okay, so what are you?
I was, like I said, I was waiting till we got food. Until like lunch is actually ready. So, before. Meanwhile,
he was getting ready to tell you guys about the Whispering Way.
Okay. As I have been perusing the professor's library, I've discovered some interesting things as well. Seems the entire family has been battling with darker forces than perhaps they intended, and what we're prepared to handle. The professor, I believe, has run afoul of a group called the Whispering Way. And I'll look around and see if that registers with anyone at the table.
That and journal was found with
them. Yes, they were briefly mentioned, and I found more about them in his library. I believe it was the Whispering Way that killed our dear friend. I do not believe it was an accident at all. I am very confident of this after my research and reading more of the professor's writings. The way is very mysterious. Little is known of them. They purposely keep it that way. Militantly enforce their secrets, and I believe the professor may have either directly or indirectly spoken of them, and the wrong person heard, and they silenced him. The crushing of his jaw in the way he was, his corpse was dismembered, is consistent with how they are known to punish those who violate their rules. I believe that we should very likely turn our attention toward protecting the Kendra from the way, if such a thing is even possible.
Probably part of the reason why he requested we stay here for 30 days.
I'm just trying to get a feel of the town. So far, I've talked to the very nice proprietor of this inn and very nice dwarven lady who runs the forge. I have nothing really to report. Trying to get a feel of the town right now. Good to know the villagers.
What is your feel thus far?
Like most towns in the hinterlands, that they're very closed. Very closed society here. And as strangers, we're going to have a hard time winning their trust. But I think it's
I mean, we did find out that apparently one of the counselors seems to be good at negotiating with some of the town folks, and they want to see about contacting them and see if we need assistance if anyone's being too difficult. Leave the term you use space.
Do we need to engage the locals, or is that just a distraction? Do we genuinely care about their well-being, or are we only concerned about charge?
Well,
I mean, there were notes of him speaking with the priest at the Farazan Temple, requesting a list from them. I think it would be prudent to see if he got that list of names. I don't remember exactly. I believe it was people that were at Harrowstone when it burned. Or everyone that died at Harrowstone. Might be prudent to see if he got that list.
I have not heard or seen any evidence that there are other strangers besides us in town. So it might be prudent to at least gain informants in town, work with people in this town to whether they will trust us, and if they are willing to warn us, if these agents of the Whispering Way do show themselves, or it may be they. Some of the agents of the Whispering Way. Either way, I think it is always a good idea to know the populace of whatever village you are ministering to.
Your experience in town is vastly different from mine.
I'm used to a smaller town like this, although the town I'm from is quite big, much more big than this, but at least the populace is very much the same.
You had a question about whether there would be anybody that might have been old enough to have been around for Harrowstone. You don't know of anyone.
I was wondering, because of the dwarf, possibly. Yeah, I mean, the dwarfs tend to live longer. I don't know if there's any elves in the city or not.
Hasn't seen any. Other than
I'm the local.
I have knowledge local, and I am from East Law. Would I know the answer to that question?
Whether there are
if anyone here would have been alive during.
Yeah, you can go ahead and make a knowledge local rule.
19.
Now, you're not from here, but you've heard stories of the Smith from this town. She's supposedly a dwarf, but you it's all hearsay. You don't know without actually going and seeing if she actually is. But if anyone is going to be, that would probably be the only person that was old enough to have.
Except for I just mentioned how I was talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So now you know.
Now I know. I know what's up with that.
You actually have heard that from other people, like at the tavern. You have actually heard that there is really good food here at the end.
I guess before I go to the sheriff's office or whatever, I will stop for something to eat at the end.
Okay, you walk in and you see the four of them.
No, he laughed, I thought.
No,
he just broke his glass and stuffed it in his bag and straight
around sharp cheddar.
It's very sharp.
The cheese isn't in it for sure.
Looking for cheese, don't seem to find it anymore.
There was no cheese.
The cheese is alive.
You see these other yahoos that are staying at the house with you. And there's like most of the platter has pretty much been, you know, picked apart at this point.
There's no cheese. There's some fruit, and there might be a crust of bread left.
Yeah.
The crust is where all the bottom is. That's what I wanted anyway.
And you see a middle-aged woman come out from the back. She's like, "Lunch is ready, guys. What do you? I've got some soup. I've got, I got some soup. It's good soup, though.
Really, what kind of soup?"
Delicious
vegetable soup. Vegetable soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's generally what you have at a lunchtime meal. I got some bread too. What?
I'll have a chicken.
I don't have any chicken at all. So she, the dinner meal likes soup.
What do you recommend?
Obviously, the cheese.
Ah, the cheese was good. Soup.
I will take a bowl of soup.
Okay.
I will also have a bowl of soup.
Anything else?
Soup. Okay. I think we're having soup all around.
It's official with us.
Okay. What would you guys like to drink?
Rum.
Ale?
Okay.
Ale as well. That sounds good.
Whatever the house special is.
Okay.
Soup.
Cocoa soup.
And I have a side of soup with my soup.
No.
Bring it in the mug.
So, okay. She goes off and a couple minutes later comes back with four soups, two ales, and a mead.
Thank you.
And she's like, the silver piece. And she just walked off. Like, she doesn't worry about it. She just, like, figures it'll be on the table when she walks off.
Obviously a very busy woman.
She's not worried. She knows exactly where you guys are staying.
As I look around. And there's no other big patrons.
Not yet. But it's also a little early. So that's part of the reason why.
Shouldn't we expense this to maybe come to sustain?
We can write up an expense report later.
I do believe we're technically employed by a dead man.
You shouldn't be asking that question. You're a green road. So, have you guys found anything interesting?
Yes, I did. And I'm going to.
Info dump?
Yeah, info dump about the occult stuff I found in the room, the fingertip bone, all that.
I have a feeling about that. And I will info dump the same about everything I told them.
I will info dump about how there is a dwarf in town.
Wow, that was a lot of info dump.
Yeah, it was.
There's a dwarf in town.
About the Whispering Wind.
Yes.
Okay. I'm all caught up now.
You are now caught up.
Absorbed.
Yes.
And
I can tell you lots about farming.
I have no info to dump. Just more questions, so.
I believe you burned the field next to her.
Yes.
And saltier.
And saltier.
And saltier.
You info dump all this stuff onto the elf. So, you said that you had questions.
Well, we need to figure out why the Whispering Way was
coming to Harrowstone. Why Wilmer was probably killed by them or a member of them or something. And I want to know what happened at Harrowstone the day of her death. So that's where I'm at. So speak of someone that was around during the time period, would have found some records from that time period.
Harrowstone does seem like the next thing you should look into.
I believe the way may have been visiting there in their efforts to resurrect their founder. This is a chief mission of theirs.
I think that if there is truly haunts at this site, we may want to explore those the options of that secret trove of weapons in the graveyard, in the false tomb graveyard, before we actually head to Harrowstone. So I hear we need to find out information about Harrowstone, and then check out these weapons. See if there's anything in there that could help us versus kinds of things we might find at a haunted prison. And finally, for Harrowstone ourselves. That's what I understand.
I would add one small warning. The more we speak of the way, the more danger we find ourselves in. Choose your questions wisely.
I would also say it may be of import to recheck the professor's office to see if there are any notes about what he was studying. And he did mention in his diary that he requested a list, or tried to request a list of the dead from the Temple of Plasma. So it may be...
Did I find anything like that? Mm-hmm.
You did.
Okay.
It would be prudent to see if he got that list.
And did I find anything like that as I was going through?
No.
So I did not find anything like that. I take out the Harrowstone page and say, I did find this.
Okay.
It's a rough sketch of Harrowstone with certain areas he searched for marking and notation, but this is the only thing I found that was remotely interesting.
Are there any markings missing where the glyphs are at the wrong foundation that he mentioned?
No. No, just that there were some and you'd have to go up there and look for them.
Oh, and right. I think that's what he said he was doing
at the last
entry. I didn't know he had marked where they were at.
No, the map that he has there does not. It seemed to be more like one of those things like, I checked, you know, he came back and he's like, okay, I checked here, I checked here, I checked here. Like, that's kind of what it looks like, more so than, this is where I'm going.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I've already checked these places.
We kind of retrace this, or we kind of figure out where it's at by...
Well, they're not just like, it didn't start in one spot and then just like go around it. It was like, oh, I looked here, I looked here, I looked here. It's all kind of all over as he was looking at things. So, nothing quite so simple.
Well, at least in a way it wasn't. Possibly.
Sure.
Or maybe he was wrong.
Sure. Yeah, that's always a good thing, Michael.
So you think we should split up?
Well... I know you wanted to talk to somebody who may have been there. I would be happy to introduce you to Jorpa. A very nice person.
Okay. And maybe someone will check out the city and
take a problem with that.
I think we should probably all go check out the city maybe tonight.
Well, a lot of people are trying to be secretive in the graveyard.
At night?
The
graveyard is way outside of town. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
That is true. It is far enough outside of town that it's not like immediately like, here's the edge of town.
We've already gotten yelled at for burying a grave robber, so we show up in the graveyard a couple days later.
I think we'll be fine.
He's trying to protect our own asses. Okay, so we'll go talk to
So you and I have talked to the dwarf. You guys want to go check out the Temple of Plasma?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, find out if he got the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
So you guys step out, and you head straight to the forge, which is only, like, 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys go in to where the forge is. And as I was describing it before, it seems very much like you would expect a forge. Very open air. And you see there's a pair of kids working the bellows, and she's actually working. And then there's another apprentice that's standing there with her, like, kind of like taking notes, but also, like, you can see, like, they're holding the whatever she's working on, and they're, like, moving it back and forth in the fire. She's working on stuff. So they seem to be kind of working, you know, as a pretty good team. And when she finishes what she's working on, it only takes a couple of minutes, and she took what started out as just a raw piece of iron, and there's a really nice looking horseshoe. And she, like, snaps it off, throws it in the fire, turns and sees you, and is like, it's not ready yet.
Oh, I realize that. I'm sorry, George. But, this is my friend, Ilium. He's a brewer and alchemist of some note. And also another friend of Professor Lorimar's. And he has some scholarly questions that you might be able to answer. I was hoping you could give us just a couple minutes of your time.
Possibly. What is this about brewer?
Brewer?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to try a sample?
You always carry
muscle bottles with me. Yes, always carry muscle bottles with me. This is my finest one yet.
Well, let's see. You named it. That's awesome.
Well, I don't. That's okay. I don't really know what it is. Fucking demon, that's the name of the tavern.
That's the name of the tavern.
He's currently.
Demon's left.
Yeah, the demon's left.
Something about a mule, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a mule. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I thought you missed out on a chance to call the kicking ass, but that was the
ass kicker. That'll be the sequel to this recipe.
Okay.
Yeah. Some cinnamon ass kicker.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Would you like to try some of my special food?
Sure.
Some kicking mule. No, I heard that you were alive around the time of the burning of Pharaoh's Stone, and I was just wondering if you remember much about that, or what was going on at that time period?
Yes, I did.
Would you like to elaborate?
No.
Nope. So,
you have applied to a drink, roll a diplomacy check.
Okay.
Since I was the brewer.
What did you get?
A six. I thought
you
meant to roll. You say it's flat.
It just clomp.
It just
clomp. That's how flat that fell.
Yeah.
Well, that's not okay. You have to roll. There we go. Yeah, that's a roll.
Better. 17.
A 17 total?
Total.
Okay.
May I introduce them?
Yes, you may.
You can have a drink of my squirrel.
Eight.
Yeah. I mean, I got a 22.
Okay.
Eight.
That's
more.
Oh. It pushes it to a 19. Okay.
I eat by not being there.
She's like, okay. She finishes off that drink. She sits it down. That was pretty damn good. You know, you're too young to be making this stuff. Here's the deal. If I tell you what I remember, I want my own barrel.
Own barrel?
Yeah.
I trust the information will be useful.
Okay. Here's the thing. When it happened,
there was the warden of the prison. I don't know the fine details of who all was in there. I do remember that there was somebody really bad from the area. I had just recently moved here. And when that night happened, we saw the flames from town. And when we got out there, there was just the warden's wife left. And apparently she had gotten their wound, which is the only reason why anybody even knows that he was still down there. But from what we've heard, nobody's gone down in there after. It was pretty dangerous. There were only a few people that ended up actually going in there. And there were bodies everywhere. Everyone in there looked. And it was shortly after that that everybody stayed away, because the place just has a really creepy vibe, more so than others. And what I've heard is that from time to time you can still hear the warden's wife scream for him. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I don't go up there. I try not to go up there, ever. Because there's just too many dark memories from there. The smell enough was enough to keep me away for years.
Pardon me, but you say you don't remember any of the really bad press conferences?
Yeah. I just know that there was at least one. I know that there was something happening. But as to what was actually happening, that was something that the warden dealt with. Harrowstone used to be a massive prison in the area, and they kept lots of really bad people. And about twice a year, they would roll through with more bodies to come in. And that year in particular, there were several really bad guys that were left that they were getting ready to do something with. I don't remember the exact number or anything, or who they were. I just remember that they were there, and that they were all going to be executed. And then the fire happened. So I don't know. I know that they were killed in the fire, but that's all of it. We really know about it, because we didn't bother with going in and trying to get them out, because there was so much rubble at the end of the where the lift that went down into the prison was, that you couldn't, anybody that was down underneath that lift were crushed and burned. But yeah, that's what we had been able to piece together of what happened that initial night.
Do you have more words to come in here and ask questions about Harrowstone?
Not generally. He did his own digging and finding things out, and it wasn't something that I was overly concerned with. And I don't really like to talk about it. But you've offered me a barrel. And on top of that, I might have a few other items that I'd be willing to part with, but you have to put the money for it.
What you got and how much?
Well, they would go for standard market price. But I happen to have a really, really nice magical shield. Yeah. Also got a really nice rifle right here. Also got several other just
of masterwork swords and armor that I've squirreled away over time.
When we go talk to the rest of my crew, we might have a shopping list for you.
Okay.
And yeah, as soon as I get that barrel done for you.
Okay.
You know, anything you can think of this?
No. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
And if you mind if I bless your forge with Aristotle for a certain lesson?
Go for it.
Did you actually have the blessed spell prepared? Okay. So you just do a
general blessing.
A general. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So you guys finish up, mm-hmm. and then we go to the Temple of Phrasma.
This was awesome.
You walk up to the temple. It is the most elaborate building in town. You see the main, one of the walls is like this massive stained glass piece of Phrasma judging. Yeah, it's just, it's huge. And it's like there's like spires and gargoyles and grotesque, I mean, just all these crazy things. And you go into the building and there's, you see like two acolytes kind of up there kind of cleaning stuff, and that's about all you can see in the main hall when you just walk in are these pair of acolytes. And they kind of stop what they're doing when they see you guys and they come down to the, can we help you?
Yes, we're staying at the former professor's manor. We're trying to retrace his last steps.
Okay.
He made a mention of attempting to get a list of those that died at Harrowstone during the fire.
Okay.
Do you know if he was ever given that list?
That, I don't believe either one of us gave anyone a list.
Is there anyone else here at the temple?
Well, yes, there's several. And there is also Baron, who is the priest. Yeah, Baron is the priest. And you just see there's these two acolytes, but you saw like there was another one outside doing some stuff. I mean, there's about, if you were to guess, there's probably somewhere in the area of about a dozen guys and girls that are working in here on stuff.
Is it possible you could check with Baron for us?
I can ask him, yeah. He's not here right now, but he'll be back.
Do you know when?
No. If there's a charge, then don't question him.
Would it be possible for us to get a copy of the list?
Possibly, if he was getting them to himself, or if he was working on getting the list together. It's possible. I don't know. But when he gets back, I can ask him.
Do you know where such records are?
Yes.
Maybe.
No.
Could you check for us?
For what?
You know where the records are at.
I don't know where they're at, but there's a lot of them.
Oh.
It's not like there was just one page where everything was kept. There was how many years of... So I'm assuming you would like the last list of who all was there.
Yes, because I believe he said he was getting a list about the ones that specifically died during the fire.
Right.
I'm certain this would not be a difficult list of time. It would not be able to be so.
That's not how we talk to it.
So you've seen these records?
I've seen lots of them.
You've seen these specific records?
Yeah.
And how do you know they're not specific?
Because all the Harrowstone books are down.
And you're certain there are not others?
Are you?
I'm not just asking a question.
I don't know. I've seen the books that we have that I know of.
How many Harrowstone books are there? Carter that you know of?
Well, so it could be over any of those.
It's a considerable number of people.
And I don't know specifically where all of those are from that last time frame. I mean, there could be people that were there. There may be others that were not initially put in there. The father would know better than anyone.
Do you expect the Baron back soon?
Ish. Probably in the next hour or so.
Huh. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a monthly
permitted jersey. No, he's out at the graveside.
Does he make rounds often to honor those?
About once a month. Then, having just lost somebody, it's appropriate to go out.
I'm not knowledgeable about your relationship. I will take your word for that.
So, yeah, I mean, you can have a seat in the pews.
Do you have any light reading about Pharasma that we might throw you in the city?
There may be a list of people who died there.
I'm really sure there's a list.
How far is the cemetery from the church?
Walk. It's not that far.
I'm going to go right here. So. As long as they don't mind.
No, they're just like, he's over here.
I won't, like I said, bring the pamphlets they keep up front to convert people. All churches must have those.
I'm sure that they do. You know, there's something with like the base tenants.
Rest of for beginners.
Yeah.
Are all the acolytes there, are they all human, or are they different races?
They are, most all of them are human. There's like one halfling. And he's actually up in the rafters cleaning, because he's really good at climbing. There's two, a pair of, not a pair of halflings, but there's a halfling and there's another kid. They're up there. They're cleaning. It just seems like you see them just like jumping around and stuff, like they seem to be more acrobatically inclined than some of these other yokels down here.
Is there somewhere is there like a backstage area I can sneak into to find some robes?
Well,
kind of like it.
I would say yes. There probably is some kind of like back area where. Yeah. Like either the acolytes live or something.
Okay, I would like to see back there and see if I can find some chaplain robes.
Some what robes?
Like chaplain robes or chaplain robes.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a stealth check first.
Okay, 25.
Okay. Okay, so you disappear, basically.
I stand up in the pew, I take off my coat and my backpack, and I'm like, I'll be right back. And then just go.
I mean, it's only accurate if you sing, I'm a ninja, I'm a ninja.
That's a different thing. That's if he wants to backstab. So you get through, you know, behind everything, and you find, like, there's a, like, a little... like side chute that takes you down to where like the back where the, you can tell like there's a communal living area where most of the acolytes all live, and there's where the priest lives. Like, it's a separate spot, but it's like if you were to like take a room, like there's a dormitory area that all the acolytes live in, and then there's where the priest has his own separate room. And then there's like a kitchen area where everybody eats together, things like that. In the acolytes area, you actually find that halflings that like all of them have like extra sets of robes. So,
okay. Yeah, I'm going to disguise myself as an acolyte then.
Okay.
And I'm also going to see if I can find like a bucket and like a rag in the room.
Okay.
Do I find one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy enough to find.
Okay. And then I am going to exit the room and try to find, like, not necessarily an older acolyte, but somebody who's clearly, like, an adult.
Okay. So, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get into the archives.
Okay.
I have a plan.
So you're going to try to bluff your way.
Yes.
In.
Okay.
Okay. So you find one, and he's like, "Who are you?"
I'm new. My name is Jeffrey. 11.
Okay. He's like, "Oh, Jeffrey. Yeah, I remember you. 2 weeks ago."
Yeah.
Why aren't you helping clean?
Well, I'm supposed to, but I'm supposed to watch the forge in the archive, and I can't remember where that is.
That is not what he said. Oh, darn it. And he's like, "We've been over this before. Okay, come on." He takes you down to where the archives are. You rolled a one. So, he's like, "It's right here, see?"
"Okay, thank you so much."
"You're supposed to dust those books."
"They said that somebody spilled some candle wax near the Harrowstone books. Which aisle is that?" That won't be 17.
That one was a lot better. He's like, "They're all over. There's some of them over here. I don't know where. I know that Father had a bunch of them. I don't know where he took them, though."
I'm like vigorously nodding my head like a child.
So he's like, "Some of them are over here. There's a few over there. It's like, you can see, it's like, there's a couple that are, like, in a scroll case."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "But it wouldn't be any of those. It'd be one of the books, obviously. So there's some over here, but that's not it."
"Okay. Well, thank you so much." And then I just take off.
Into the before he has a chance to. And he just kind of wanders off. So you're trying to
fire. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find anything quickly before they figure out my ruse. If I can find like a list of people that who were at Harrowstone when the fire started.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
16.
Okay. You don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to like quickly look, and you can see like there's a small list of some people, like just scratched down on a small sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But it only looks like about maybe 10 or 15 people.
Well, I'm still going to pocket that.
Okay.
And then when I realize my time is running out, I'm going to ditch those guys and sneak back to the news.
Okay, go ahead and give me another spell.
It's a what, right?
Hold on.
What a one.
11.
This is the kind of thief I am.
Oh, yeah, he totally sees you.
Oh,
he's like, "Hey, get out of there!" He thinks you're trying to go in.
Oh. Is this not the bathroom?
No, get away
from there. I'm sorry. Do you know where the bathroom is?
Yeah, it's outside.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. And then I scamper off without...
It was one of the two guys that
okay. Watched, like,
that's why they're like, "What are you doing?" And so you run off to the...
I run outside and I wait like a couple of minutes and then I come back. Come sauntering back in. Like, okay, yeah. Like I'm relieved.
I'm going to that app.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I sit back down at the pews. And very quietly to my cohorts, I pull out the list and kind of show them what I found.
Are any of the names recognizable on the list?
That seems to be like they were, you know, digging through stuff. And you saw that there were like six books in that pile.
Okay.
So like they got half a dozen, like a dozen names out of six books. It wasn't like everything was super easy to find from what you can tell.
But the key thing is we can at least tell them we're looking for
it. Yeah, it does look like that. And, like, you know, they had said that there were like 20 some books. You only saw like half a dozen, and you know that the priest has some.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that all of this is kind of like they were working on compiling the list.
Worst case scenario, we accomplished my mission for coming here. We at least know that he made it here to make that request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about 5 minutes later, Father Grimbero comes walking in, and he's like, "Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?" He remembers you. Like, there's recognition. He remembers you guys from the funeral.
We spoke to one of your acolytes. We were looking for information, trying to retrace the professor's final days. He had made a mention in his diary about requesting a list of those that died in the fire of Harrowstone.
Okay.
I wondered if he ever retrieved that list from me.
No, I haven't finished it yet. I've got most everybody. There's still a few that are not. I'm still trying to verify whether they were still in. Because there's the admissions and then releases, and a lot of that information has been sitting here for 100 years. So these were the priests before the priests that I took over from. So I'm digging through a lot of names and trying to make sure that they actually were people that had passed.
Do your records show more than just the names? Do they show
crime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there one name in crime that really sticks out as like that one?
There were five.
No.
Didn't have that list.
Yes.
And they didn't have that list.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You mentioned you may not be completely done with your research. Do you know how much longer it would take you?
A year or so.
Okay.
We can come back.
Yeah, I'll get you those five names. And we will get you those next week!
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.